Oh, so lovely to see so many of you here and people joining us on Zoom and watching on the live stream. Hello to my brother who's never seen me perform before. So, no pressure. Okay, so first of all, yeah, thanks for coming out tonight when you could have stayed in and watched TV. I know the Olympics has finished. Some of you are probably relieved at that. There might be something, some good film on or something, but you've come out to watch live poetry instead. That's brilliant. Maybe, though, you're like me and watching TV can get you into a little bit of trouble. This is called Familiar Faces. Oh, it's him. What's he been in? Don't tell me. Let me think. A film? He was a lawyer. No, a journalist. A vet, a detective. You know, that one with that woman. Her out of that programme with the horse or the dog set in Newcastle or Norwich. No, Liverpool. Or was it Glasgow? Oh, it's him. You know what I mean? And she's out of something as well. They both look familiar. Her that I always say looks like her. From the chemist. Or was it the post office? In town, in the village, works behind the bar in the Bull. Was it the Nag's Head? Oh, it's bugging me now. And the daughter, wasn't she in Coronation Street? Emmerdale, EastEnders. I swear it's her, but she had blonde hair. Or was it auburn or ginger? Do you think the brown suits are better? Imagine him without the beard, wearing glasses, a hat, a beanie, no, a flat cap. Was he a Peaky Blinder? You know the one, violent. I think he was only in the first series, or was it the second? Married to the sister. No, he had a girlfriend, one of the cousins. I can't follow this. What's happening? Do you want to wind it back a bit to the beginning? Yeah, those of you that know the area might realise that I wasn't brought up in Coventry. I live just a little bit outside Coventry now, but I still feel like Coventry's home because things I do like fire and dust, and the people there are so warm. So a lot of my poetry is about sort of me, self-acceptance, and the things that we find the pressure on us in being human, hence the Not a Robot, which we'll come to a bit later. And this one is one of the first poems that I read at Fire and Dust back in 2018. But it's extended and been heavily edited since. Sharpened up. Except I haven't been heavily edited and sharpened up. If anything, I've expanded. So this is called Size 12 Jeans. Hello? Can you hear me? I'm the pair of size 12 jeans hanging in your wardrobe. You told me you loved me. Now you look sad when you look at me. You don't want to see me anymore, so you push me to the back and swiftly shut the door. When we were at a party, your friend said you looked hot, but you'd started drinking and quickly forgot your promise that you would only have a few. You took me to a restaurant, but made me feel undignified when you undid my flies on the way home. And now I've been replaced by comfy slacks with stretch fabric and elasticated waist. I'm hoping it's just a phase and you'll get back into me and take me on your holidays. You'll see I'm not a fickle friend like biscuits, crisps and cake that make you feel good for a moment, then take your joy away. Hey, don't listen to them. You know I'm always here for you, here in the kitchen drawer, your takeaway menu. You know what you want. You've got the number stored. There's an app now, you know. You don't even need to talk. Don't let genes dictate to you. You know it's all about the genes that you inherit. I can take you away to places you'll never visit. Treat yourself. You deserve it. Hey, don't forget me. The Prosecco you've been saving for a special occasion. It must be someone's birthday somewhere. Raise a glass. Make a toast. Toast. With butter. Had a drink now. Bet you're hungry. Well, in the sense of needing just a little snacky snacky. Loosely translated, does your mouth feel lonely? I'm lonely. I'm the last biscuit. Go on. It won't hurt. It's only one. Can you hear me? I'm the pair of size 12 jeans hanging in your wardrobe. Don't give in to temptation now. Oh, come on. The damage is done. I'm all that's left, the box of chocolates. You may as well open me now. You can start eating healthy again. Tomorrow? What do you mean I'm not for you? I'm your favourite variety. I'm sure you can get another before you see your auntie. And wouldn't you be better with soft centres? Or maybe a bunch of flowers? Hello? Can you hear me? I'm the pair of size 12 jeans. You told me you loved me. Oh, it was all so much easier when we were kids, wasn't it? Or was it? This is sidetracked. And I'm sure this is probably going to make Phil be... That's my brother, by the way. I'm sure it's going to make him have a little giggle. I'm sorry I didn't tidy my room, but when I looked under the bed, I came across a beano I thought I hadn't read. Dennis the Menace lured me in. I meant to stop at the Bash Street Kids, but giggled through to Minnie the Minx. When I finished, I stepped across the room, trod on a Lego brick, almost orbited the moon. I thought I'd better make something before anyone else got hurt. Do you like my castle? It's got turrets, a moat, and a working drawbridge. Then I found a jigsaw piece I didn't know was missing. I had to do 4 puzzles just to check which one it went in. I had to make sure the chain set worked before I put it back. I know it's still out. I must have got sidetracked. I'm sorry that my room is still an awful mess. I know it's my own fault, I really must confess, but I've just found a homework task I should have handed in. Please don't get upset, Mum. I never meant to cause you sorrow. I promise you I'll tidy up, if I can leave it, till tomorrow. I never really did get more organised than that, though. Which kind of reflects my personality a bit and my life a bit. So this is... Yeah, it's probably a skip rolling. It's probably what I need. This is Insecure Shed. On the local community forum, there's a warning posted by Neighbourhood Watch about items being stolen from insecure sheds. And I wonder, is my shed insecure? Does it even know it's a shed at all? It's not one of those organised, racked out with tools that coordinate perfectly, like you'd see in shed porn magazines, creating shed envy kind of shed. It's not a man cave or woman den, complete with beer pumps or cocktail bar. Popular at parties kind of shed. It's an unholy mess of all the junk that's got nowhere else to live, much like my head kind of shed. I shed a tear and vow that this week, well, maybe this month, if I'm realistic, sometime this year, I'll show it the love it deserves. Tell it I appreciate its curves, the apex of its roof. Make sure it's watertight the way it's felt when it was new. Brush out its cobwebs. Hey?
Not just.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning. Yeah. Come on, be nice. Thank you, Ryanair. Remind me why I brought you again. Brush out its cobwebs. Not just check it now and again for wasp nests. I might even give it the coat of creosote I promised faithfully I'd do annually that hasn't been done for. Yeah. Fix the loose bit where the ball hit. Tell it I'm sorry, I'm sure next door's grandson didn't mean to hurt it. Apologise for not protecting it by erecting it too close to the boundary. And that I shouldn't have let that builder who said he knew what he was doing put it up on beams and insisted on a proper base instead. After all, if the basis for the relationship doesn't have a firm foundation, it's no wonder that it would feel insecure. Please forgive me, Shed. I promise. I tried. I should get inside, clear out the damaged stuff I know deep down I'll never get round to repairing. Failed relationships, broken promises, all the failures I blame myself for, even if they weren't really my fault. Clean the stains off the floor, oil the hinges on the door, build that proper bench I downloaded plans for. Hang the garden tools on hooks, like the picture in the DIY book. Make sure the jars of screws have lids. Put up shelves with perfectly organised, compartmentalised, sorted assortments of odds and ends. So with confidence, I can make time to do all the things I've been meaning to and haven't done yet. I could sort the various buckets by their colours, shapes and sizes. I could even make a list. Show it, not just tell it, how useful it really is and be proud of myself for once. But for now, I'll read the rest of the article and buy a padlock. Thank you. It's going swimmingly, isn't it? That's the only poem of mine that I actually know by heart when I've had more than 4 hours sleep.
The next one's about how wonderful your wife is a poetry prop.
If it wasn't that you'd got the key for the B&B. Anyway, she's great. Carries the bags and everything. Make sure I get to the gate on time. Yeah, sometimes being human's quite hard. I'm very fortunate to have an understanding partner because I've never really got my shit together. And this is called Coastal Defence. Some days I'm entertainment, sunshine and slot machines, donkey rides and ice creams. Others I'm out of season, boarded up shops, sandbags to fight the floods, though it's not really seasonal, can't always predict when the storms will come. More often it's dull, no sunshine, no showers, just clouds and nothing much going on. The pub's open, but there's only an old man with a dog, making a pint last, doing a crossword, telling the barman how he hates it when the tourists come. The barman nods, but knows without them there's no job. On those days the time drags, but it's easier to manage. Online all laughs and smiles, postcard pictures and selfies, occasionally letting a glimpse of the past sneak in. You're there for all of it, not just for the good times, not judging when the waves break over the shore, but sitting with me until the tide goes out, then clearing up. You don't allow me to merely exist like some rundown seaside town no one wants to visit. Your days out and proud parades, showing off my glory days. You give me hope when all I have is doubt. You seem to think that I'm not some once was great before the pier was taken away place, where the good times were all long ago. But there's a future, not the same as in the days before package holidays created a paradigm shift, but still worth investing in. Okay. She does have to frequently remind me that I'm human and I shouldn't keep berating myself for little mistakes or even big mistakes. I guess that's probably what inspired this poem. It's the title poem of my book, just in case my publisher's watching online. It's published by Allographic Press. The price is 8 of your English pounds, which is about €9.30, something like that. And it's called I Am Not a Robot. I am not a robot. I know I'm not. I can tick a box to prove I'm not. I think I'm not. Should I tick that box? My body is more complex than any man-made machine, just a few parts are malfunctioning. My brain is more powerful than any computer, although I could use an upgrade to my processor. My decision-making is slow. And lacking clarity, perhaps I need to do a clean-up, run a utility, defrag my hard drive. There are a few files I'd like to wipe, but I'll have to quarantine because I don't want to delete something I might need. Others I wish I could recall with ease instead of randomly accessing unpleasant memories. I'd like to reset my display, brighten the colours, remove a few lines and dots, see if I can change the settings to smile more often. I think my default face got corrupted and forgot. I'm definitely in need of a software upgrade. Not sure what version number I'm on, but this one is prone to bugs. Bugs and crashes. Put under pressure often freezes. It's hard to get off standby, especially in the morning. Shuts down without warning. Sleep mode not set to the correct time zone. Awake in the early hours. Sometimes I wish I was a robot and I could just switch off. Perhaps it's that my expectations are wrong. I'm trying to fit a niche where I don't belong. Working too long at full capacity has destroyed a few cells. The stress on my body is definitely starting to tell. Maybe I'm not meant for a corporate expansion slot because I am not a robot. Not a sum of my faults, a failure log, marked beyond economic repair, obsolete. I have flaws that make me unique. So why should I think I need to be good at everything? After all, nobody expects to cook a meal in a washing machine. I can hold your hand if you're sad or worried. I can make you a sandwich the way you like it if you're hungry. I could bring you a perfectly brewed cup of tea. I want to celebrate my creativity. I don't want to stay in safe mode. I don't need a factory reset. I'm me. Okay. Okay, one more. I'm going to lighten the mood again a bit, I think. So, I time these sets, but it's totally different when you're in front of an audience. So, page 26. I spend far too much time browsing the internet. Sometimes that can get you into trouble too. This is called At First Sight. I remember the moment I first laid eyes on you, well, on your profile picture. I wasn't really looking. Convinced myself that I didn't want to be tied down. I didn't need another girl to share my home. After all, it wasn't like I was all on my own. I'd spent many years with a girl I adored, and I still missed her greeting me at the door. But there you were. I knew I had to meet you. What harm would it do? I thought it would be a one-off thing. Not that one day I'd let you have her ring. You were so nervous. And in real life, even better looking than the picture I'd seen. So innocent and sweet. I knew that without you, my life would never be complete. Your big brown eyes looked into mine. You showered me with kisses. But I know you don't love me as much as you love biscuits. You steal my food. You leave hairs on my pillow. And if you see another of your kind, you have to say hello. You promise to be faithful, but then temptation takes the form of an open door and you run so fast away, just like many times before. And when we're out together, you up and leave me in the lurch. Just to chase a squirrel up a silver birch. You know I'd do anything for you. I even carry your poo. Though I know that any chance you get, you'll be off on Sniffari. You'll always come back to me when you're good and ready. And when you're curled up on my knee, I wonder who rescued who. All your faults are so easy to forgive. And you'll always be mine. Well, there's sausages in the fridge. Thank you.